Hi, this is Vishal. I just want I spoke to AllDrive Subaru, and he told me to connect with you guys. It's regarding an engine that I wanted to buy from them, and they're located in Sydney. And my car had a rod knock issue, so I'm trying to decide the better options because you guys gave me this address with Top Talk. That's one of your guys, I believe. And then AllDrive Subaru is another one that told me they work with you guys. They can deliver the engine to you and you build it. How much do you charge for like putting the engine in? Yes. Oh, 2 3 K. Okay. So my understanding is I'm trying to make the right call here, but I'm very, very confused because should I drop my car at Top Talk or should I buy a reconditioned engine from them? I don't really know what the solution is. They told me they're going to get me a Level 3 engine or a Level 2 engine, which is a little more reliable than the stock. And I don't know how Top Talk does their job. But they both come with 12 months warranty. So what do you suggest based on your experience? Where do you think I should give it? I'm also tight on budget, so I want to understand the right option over here. Yes. They're asking me around 10,000. These guys are asking me, AllDrive Subaru is asking me around 8,900 for engine. Sorry, 8,000 for Level 3 engine, which is better than the stock. Yeah. Yes, that is what he told me. Pretty close, right? And because he told me, AllDrive Subaru told me if I'm getting a new engine, it's always recommended that I change the fuel injector. It's because of this fuel injectors is what makes the engine to knock and all that. So no, not necessarily, but he was telling me if I swap the engine, it's very important that I get new fuel injectors. That is another $1,600 or so. Yeah, they can supply. They can supply, yeah. It's just a rebuild, and he told me he'll do something better. He said that he'll do it better than the normal stock, but I'm not sure. You have worked, I mean, you have worked with them, right? In the sense, like, you have. They're both decent, right? And I'm just worried that, you know, the rod knock can happen again. It's like a nightmare for me. So that is the only issue. But obviously, both of them are giving me 12 months of warranty, and obviously, I'm not going to mod my car. It's just going to be stock. And I'll definitely come down to you guys to tune my engine, like carb access port. So, and if I put the carb access port, will I lose my warranty? Okay. Well, yeah. Yes, because you know, Tok Tok told me that you know, I can take it to you guys for tuning, and it'll be really good after that. Yeah. Yep. I should have done that long ago when I first bought my car to you guys for service, but I neglected it, and I think this is one of the reasons why my car got a road knock. But yeah. It was just stock. I don't know what it is. It was just stock. I bought it from the Subaru showroom. It was a used car. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Yeah, no tune at all, I think. Just factory tune. So maybe. Yeah. Yep. I mean, with him, there's going to be obviously delays. Like, he's going to ship it to Sydney, from Sydney to Melbourne. There's going to be shipping. The time will somehow come back. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's fine. Top, top. Okay. So I mean, Top guy told me that, you know, at least for 5,000 kilometers, I wait for the engine to break in, and then after that, I can get a tune from you guys. So I don't mind. Yeah. I remember him telling me 5,000, but I don't know. Yeah. And these guys are really good, right? I'm going with your word of mouth. Like, you know, you're the, like, I don't know anyone here in Melbourne. It's just, you know, it's just me. And yes. But yeah. And rebuilding is not a bad choice, right? Compared to swapping an engine. It's not a bad choice, right? Swapping. Yeah. Compared to a used engine. And used engine is not less than $7,000, so to fit it, it's pretty much the same thing, and I don't have and I'm also trying to consider Subaru showroom because they have a policy where, you know, if the customer is not at all happy and they've serviced it on time, and I pretty much gave it to you guys to service it, so I can try and negotiate something with them. Maybe they can get me an engine for free. I don't know. They've done it in the past, so I want to try my options over there as well. I get to know it. Yes. On Tuesday, I'll just try and diagnose it. If they say no, they'll put an application through. And if that doesn't work out, I'll just give it to Top. He said he needs the car for 3 weeks, and it's good to go after that. Yeah. Is it okay? And do you have any other players like who do the same job that you guys work with? Okay, these are the only two people. Top is in Melbourne, so I can always go to them. Because if there's any warranty issue, I can always go to Top. I don't think I can handle it with all the Subaru. They said I'll bring it. Yep. But yeah, it's gonna be harder. Yeah, I know what you mean. So in that case, yeah, I will try to make my call with Top. And they said 10,000. Is it too expensive? What do you think to rebuild an engine? It's perfect, right? Okay. Yep. And is there any way we can know that the bottom part is also broken? We can't know that, right? Unless they open it. Yeah, like the in internals or something. I don't know. They were telling me if the. Oh, okay. So basically. Yep. I mean, I took it to a few other mechanics for second opinions. They told me put oil and use it, but now it doesn't even. I got ripped off basically, so yeah. I know. I just had to do it for my peace of mind, and I didn't want to. Yeah, but yeah, I paid the price, so it's all good. Yeah, so I'll decide. I'll go and I'll get back to you guys. I'll probably bring it in for a tune, and even with Top, he's going to do the injector job, or I have to get it done through you guys. Oh, Okay. All right. Yeah. What do you think about the timing belt? Do you think I should get that changed? Oh, sorry, timing change. Do you think that needs to be changed? Okay. Yeah, yep, that's true. Yeah, and I wanted to ask something else, but I forgot. Yeah, that's about it then. And what about the gear transmission? Do you think these cars fail the transmission? Manual. Yeah, I'm not driving it hard, but sometimes the car troubles to go in reverse. Is that a bad indicator? Oh, it's probably and my clutch was recently changed. You guys changed it for me recently, not too long. It's not even 10,000 or 15,000 kilometers on the clutch. And also radiator. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. And this is the XE heavy duty clutch that you guys recommended. Yep. So yeah, in that case, yeah, I don't have to worry much about the gearbox now, right? Yeah, yep, all right. In that case, I'll just decide and I'll maybe go with Top Talk, you know, because he's here in Melbourne and he says he gives me 12 months of warranty and unlimited kilometers. So yeah, all right. Yep, all right, bye.